his whip, then you may bet on 6 rubles. But this case I saw had a very different air. However, I think there's no help for it, duty before everything. I snatch up the most necessary drugs and set off. Will you believe it, I only just managed to get there at all. The road was infernal, streams, snow, watercourses, and the dike had suddenly burst there. That was the worst of it. However, I arrived at last. It was a little thatched house. There was a light in the windows. That meant they expected me. I was met by an old lady, very venerable, in a cap. "Save her," she says. "She's dying." I say, "Please, don't distress yourself. Where is the invalid?" "Come this way." I see a clean little room, a lamp in the corner, on the bed a girl of 20, unconscious. She was in a burning heat and breathing heavily. It was fever. There were 2 other girls, her sisters, scared and in tears. Yesterday, they tell me, she was perfectly well and had a good appetite. This morning she complained of her head, and this evening suddenly you see like this. I say again, "Please, don't be uneasy. It's a doctor's duty, you know." And I went up to her and bled her, told them to put on a mustard plaster and prescribed a mixture. Meantime, I looked at her. I looked at her, you know, there, by God. I'd never seen such a face. She was a beauty.